Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is artist, curator, and creative director of Juntos Art Association, Diana Molina. She is also a 2021 gold-winning author for her publication, Icons and Symbols of the Borderland, Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Emily, it's always great to be with you.
Thank you. The gold-winning award is from the Independent Book Publishers Association's 33rd Annual IBPA Benjamin Franklin Award under the category of Political and Current Events. Tell me what it means to be placed in that category.
Well, to be frank with you, I was taken completely by surprise, but it is such an honor. And at the heart of it, it speaks to the power of art combined with words in order to shape that border narrative, especially from those of us who live it. And it's important because in these times of such division, this is a different approach to raise the questions and enhance the understanding of the challenges and issues in the border communities that we live in a way that can contribute to real solutions.
Your book is based on a traveling exhibit of artwork from the Juntos Art Association in El Paso, with more than 100 artworks represented. What led you to launch this exhibit?
Well, the exhibit began in 2015, and it has traveled to various museums across Texas now, and I'm so excited to say that it's heading to New Mexico for the first time. But the exhibit concept originated as a way to generate a collective experience and explore the work of other artists to look at the border story with a wide angle, different perspectives and varied forms, varied mediums, and to generate a public event, you know, through the art, that engagement that go beyond the boundaries of division, that reaches out to our audience, whoever the viewers may be, in a very personal way.
So there's a variety of mediums, from large paintings to mixed media collage, neon, photography, and sculpture. Well, it's a great honor for the city of Carlsbad, New Mexico, to sponsor your exhibit through September the 30th. With a special weekend coming up, the exhibit celebration starting this evening at 6 p.m. with Borderlands Poetics and Slam Poetry, How the Spoken Word Empowers Us All by Jessica Helen Lopez, Poet Laureate of the City of Albuquerque.
Well, we're really thrilled to have Jessica Helen Lopez with us, and she will also conduct a short poetry workshop on Saturday, so she'll be there with us for the weekend, and bringing that dimension of poetry to the art, that, again, the spoken word and how it combines and meets our overall objective to merge art, poetry, performance for this celebration weekend.
And then tomorrow continues the celebration weekend with the Exhibit Fiesta. Tomorrow, July 17th from 3 to 9 p.m., what can we expect? Because there's 32 artists that are representing in the exhibit.
You know, the exhibit itself is showing there until the end of September. But for our events tomorrow, we will have many of the artists present to discuss their work in the artist talk that begins at 3. Artists include the very well-known Cesar Martinez, also Richard Armendariz, Davina Mirabal, Roberto Salas, Oscar Moya, filmmaker David DeWitt, artist Mark Clark, Chris Grijalva Garcia. So it's going to be really exciting, beginning with hearing what the artists have to say about their poetry. And so that's the artist. We'll also have the reception with amazing spread of delectables. And then I'll be speaking about the book. I'll be just giving a little bit of background on various artists and the process of the book. But then we will also have Boleros y Rancheras by Robert Palacios. He's the executive director for New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, one of our sponsors in these events. And then the big pachanga with music by Frontera Boogaloo. They are originally from the Frontera region, obviously, with roots in El Paso. And that will take place right outside the museum doors in the Alagueño Park, all connected with the Carlsbad Museum.
From this exhibit, there's been several Zoom presentations, talks, workshops, virtual programs, and live events. But there's more live events at the museum in August.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Emily. Under the COVID experience, we've just worked to adapt to the conditions. And so we're really excited to go forward with this hybrid approach that begins with the live events. Again, the events of this Friday, today and tomorrow, July 16 and 17. But then we also have Viva Chihuahua that's coming up on Saturday, August 21st from 3 to 7. And that includes a Desert Weeds printmaking workshop by artist Oscar Moya and Lydia Limas. And then author Jeffrey Shepherd will speak about his book, The Guadalupe Mountains National Park, An Environmental History of the Southwest Borderlands. That's also at the Carlsbad Museum on a Saturday. You know, just focusing on the Chihuahuan desert environment, and it's the environment that sets us apart, you know, the place we live, the community who lives here. So it seemed like a very good place to bring another event together to build upon those relationships to nature that we all have. At the end of the day, it's what sustains us, redeems us. It's critical to our health and well-being. And especially at a time of reckoning on life as we know it as humans. So how do we start, you know, just share in the celebration of nature, but also in considering our role as humans into it?
So a lot of these events and presentations are all related to the environment. What does it mean to us here?
Well, as I mentioned, we're at a tipping point as far as water issues, the critical issues that are faced by, you know, wildlife in the area. But at the end of the day, this web of connection, you know, it's about the human relationship to it all, the human factor, I should say. And again, while it is a celebration, it is, you know, greater appreciation, greater knowledge that helps us take the step forward as a border community. We also have on September 18th, the Border Traditions and Celebration, essentially the closing event for the physical exhibit in Carlsbad. And we're excited to say that Simone Goyo, the conductor for the NMSU Philharmonic Orchestra, will be there with the orchestra. We will also have short films, more poetry, and of course, art by the Juntos Art Association.
And just to mention that this is also part of the New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, the Camerata del Sol, with the executive director, Amalia Zeitlin, Leora Zeitlin's daughter. So then we're going to start wrapping things up here in Carlsbad. Everything is going to be held at 418 West Fox Street at the Carlsbad Museum. Then there's virtual events coming up here in July.
That's right, Emily. We've had a series of six virtual programs, and they are all accessible at juntosart.org/programs. That's juntosart.org/programs. And they are coming up. We have the last two programs in the series, Picture Your Garden on July 22nd, and that again elaborates more on personal expression that everybody has, that connection and, you know, vision of your own space in nature, and also tied to, you know, the Chihuahuan desert, but the environment in a broader sense that we all share on the border. And then on August 26th, we have Borderland Unlocked. And we will have Dr. Kathy Stout, who's another contributor to the book publication, and other artists, which will be a part of it, as we have for all the programs. And they're all recorded and accessible, again, on our Juntos Art website. And the virtual and the live programming, I just want to take this moment to thank the sponsors who've made it possible. And that begins with the Carlsbad Museum, the New Mexico Humanities Council, Texas Humanities, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Crossroads Art and Ecology Lab, along with the New Mexico Advocates for the Arts, and every single artist within the Juntos Art Association. And that includes, you know, your contribution to tomorrow's event as MC, Emily, and we're really looking forward to seeing you there. And all of your audience are welcome and invited to the events throughout this summer until the end of September, tied to Icons and Symbols of the Borderland.
Congratulations again, Diana Molina, for the 2021 Gold Award for her publication, Icons and Symbols of the Borderland, Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads, from the Independent Book Publishers Association's 33rd Annual IBPA Benjamin Franklin Award under the category of Political and Current Events. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you. Greatly appreciate it, and especially getting the word out about sharing this amazing art from all of these Juntos artists. And just want to note that all events are free and open to the public. It will be safe engagement between the indoor museum and the outdoor adjoining park. And it's all supported by the City of Carlsbad Lodger's Tax. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. Diana Molina, artist, curator, and creative director of Juntos Art Association. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.